Thank you for calling. If you need help, please try calling our customer service department, which will be of no help. A human will not be available, so try logging into our website, which will be of no help either. Otherwise, please leave a message after the beep, and we won't call you back.
We've all encountered that. The endless online options when navigating customer support. We have a simple question. We just need a quick and simple answer, but often to no avail. Does it frustrate you as it does me? Well, what about when what you seek isn't customer support, but divine wisdom? This meditation from James chapter 1 will help you remember that when we lack wisdom, to then simply ask God, who gives to all generously, liberally, and without reproach. Start by taking a moment to settle and prepare yourself to be aware of God in His abundant wisdom at this moment. Allow any lingering frustrations from yesterday or anxieties for tomorrow, well, let them drift to the side. Allow your eyes to close softly and rest here comfortably at this moment, still and quiet here. Become aware of God, Spirit and Son, present in fellowship and offering. This opening time of silent prayer is yours. Experience God now with your mind, your heart, your body, and your soul. Be content with what is available to you. Appeal to God's wisdom now in faith. Call to Him now in your way, using your words and using your time. Pause if you need or want more time. Continue by responding now to this passage from Proverbs chapter 2. And as I lead us, respond simply, Lord God, please show me your wisdom. He guards the paths of justice, and He preserves the way of His saints and believers. Lord God, please show me your wisdom. Then you will understand righteousness and justice in every circumstance, and integrity in every good path. Lord God, please show me your wisdom. For skillful and godly wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be present to your soul. Lord God, please show me your wisdom. Continue to rest here in your secret place, comfortable in the quiet closet of your heart, whispering silent words of thanks. Just be mindful in this moment of the Holy Spirit transforming your mind to that of Christ, receiving the divine wisdom that you seek. As you become more aware of the granting of God's wisdom in this moment, begin to take note of what you feel. Ask the Holy Spirit to bring to mind the areas of lack or confusion. What area do you need wisdom? Don't fret the details for now. Simply whisper the word wisdom as a centering word. As you seek the wisdom of God and guidance of the Holy Spirit, is the request coming from a place of faith in your heart? Well, whisper that now too, centering on asking for wisdom by faith. Certainly feel no shame or guilt for your feelings of doubt. Simply note and be aware of them for now. Doubt and worry are feelings not of God, so give them no power. Rest here safe, knowing the wisdom of all time and eternity is abundantly available to you. Rest as God prepares your heart to ask and receive His wisdom by faith. Center your thoughts. And now, become even more aware of God's abundant offering of wisdom and be mindful of Christ through your breathing. Center there. With your eyes still closed in a soft gaze, take 3 deep breaths from your belly. Don't control or change the pace of your breathing. Just notice it and center on it as you whisper the centering word, wisdom. Scan your body and your mind for a moment. Are you aware of any lingering doubt or tension? As you breathe, exhale doubt and breathe in the wisdom of God. Continue to whisper the word wisdom. Your mind may wander, but don't fight against it. Don't judge yourself for it. Rather, let the drifting be a reminder to return to your breathing. Return to the word wisdom. Let drifting trigger you to return by faith to the abundant offering of God's wisdom for you now. Now staying in the present moment, listen carefully to the first of 3 scripture readings. Don't study them too closely. Simply be aware of the divine truth found in these words for you through the Holy Spirit. Imagine this first reading as a personal letter for you from the Apostle James, the brother of Christ. James chapter 1, verse 5, from the New Living Translation. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, remember that if you need wisdom, ask your generous God and He will give it to you. He will certainly not rebuke you for asking. After that brief pause, what still remains of this passage in your mind? Where is the Holy Spirit centering you? Well, listen once more. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. Rest here in the peace of knowing that God's wisdom is freely available to all who ask by faith. Let that become your contemplation for this next minute. In this second, wider reading, relate the broader passage to your sensations and affections. Note what feelings the Holy Spirit stirs within you as you listen to it as a prayer from the New King James Bible, a humble and patient prayer seeking the wisdom that you need. Dear Heavenly Father, help me to count it all joy when I fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of my faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that I may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Help me always remember that when I lack wisdom, to then simply ask you, you who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to me. But let me ask in faith, without doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. Pray this in the wise and glorious name of Christ. Amen. What was stirred from within you? What emotions rose to the surface? For the next minute, meditate on these words. Allow this benediction of James to become your prayer in your words, asking for the patience and faith to come to God seeking wisdom. Listen to the passage now a third time. Listen for how you experience the passage. Push away any urge to respond, but simply rest in the truth of this reading, now from the New International Version. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all that they do. Where did your mind settle as you listened to this passage? Well, take a moment to reflect on what you encountered most deeply. While resting with your eyes closed in imaginative contemplation, consider the author of this passage, James the Just, the brother of Jesus. In your mind's eye, I want you to watch Jesus and James playing together as young boys, laughing and playing, but at times arguing and fighting too, maybe wrestling on the ground. Now imagine years later, how James comes to understand that his brother is in fact the Messiah, his Savior, the Son of the living God. So these words that James writes did not come easy for him, and they may be hard for you too. So take this minute as a time of contemplation to reflect on coming to Jesus in faith, asking for the wisdom he embodies. Come in patient faith, seeking the wisdom of his heavenly Father, the very creator of the universe. Take all the time that you need. He is in no rush. You are safe here with a wise God. Rest here in closing, centered and mindful of the divine wisdom that is offered to you by God's grace through faith in Christ. Be aware of others on your path today, those also seeking wisdom and guidance. As you seek God's wisdom for the path that you walk, how might God be using you to share his wisdom for another? How might you guide and pray for another seeker that you pass on the path that you walk? Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether at first or last light, stay centered on seeking by faith. Be mindful of moments to be patient in asking for guidance, for it will be then and there you will encounter the wisdom of God. Let me pray this closing benediction over you to count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Remembering that when you lack wisdom, to then simply ask God who gives to you liberally, generously, and without reproach. So may the joy of Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and your present encounter with the patience of God be what brings you wisdom now and always. Amen.